Today's reading is in Matthew 23, starting in verse 1. Matthew 23, starting in verse 1. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do, for they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." So in yesterday's reading, I pointed out that we were getting to the end of all this questioning of Jesus and them trying to entrap him. Jesus had been very pointed in chapter 21, verse 43, when he said, "The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits." Chapter 22 had the parable of the wedding feast in order to illustrate this. He's again questioned about paying taxes. Then the Sadducees came to him about the resurrection. And then finally, the Pharisees and a lawyer had asked a question to test him, which is the great commandment in the law. And of course, he said, "Love God." And then the second goes along those same lines, "Love your neighbor." So when we get to chapter 23, Jesus is turning away from those that have been questioning him. At least this is how I think it's going down. He turns away from them and goes to the crowd and to his disciples in order to tell them that there's a big problem here. The big problem being these people that are telling you what you're supposed to do in order to serve God. They are in that position of authority, so you have to respect that. You have to listen to that. But don't act like them, because they're a bunch of hypocrites. That's what he's telling them. They are a bunch of hypocrites. He says that they create these heavy burdens. They throw them onto the shoulders of people that can hardly bear, if they can bear these things. But they're not willing to do anything. They're not even willing to lift a finger to do anything about these burdens. These are the people that are supposed to be spiritually minded. These are the people that are supposed to have their focus completely on what God wants and teaching others to follow what God wants. The problem is they're too busy serving their own self-interests to serve the interests of the people and of the will of God. He says there in verse 5, here's the whole reason they do it. The things that they do to be seen by others. He says they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. In Exodus chapter 13 and verse 9, they were told, "It shall be to you a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth." They took this and turned it so literal that they made something to put around their heads in order to put in there these verses that they had memorized. And presumably, the bigger that little item was, the more you had memorized. Likewise, the fringes of their garments. It was all to be seen by others. When God was saying it needed to be in your mind, not part of your clothing. He goes on to say they love the place of honor at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, being called rabbi by others. In other words, they like everybody honoring them, but they are not honoring God. And understand this, what they're looking for is not just to be respected as a leader. I think this goes beyond that. They want special treatment. They want something extra special because, hey, look at me. Look how great I am. I want everybody to see this. And so you should look up to me, honor me, etc. And so Jesus says, that, again, this is a problem. There's a great danger that exists here. And these kinds of things can start innocently enough, people show respect to leaders because of their role that they are doing. I mean, it's, you know, we respect our elders. We respect those that are in positions where they teach us and they do things in order to serve us and serve the church. And they should receive honor in that regard. But the danger is on the recipient. If the recipient begins to get a little bit full of themselves, and that becomes their motivation, is so that people will pay them more and more honor, they will give them more and more special treatment, then yes, there's a big problem, because they're not doing it to serve anymore, and they're not doing it to serve God and do the will of God. They're doing it to serve self. Sometimes people like that even become power hungry, and so they start to overstep bounds in order to get more power. Jesus is saying this is exalting themselves, and he says they're going to be humbled. No, it doesn't mean that they will humble themselves. It means they will be humbled. I think it's interesting that it's stated that way, because the impression I get is forcibly humbled. You will be brought down. But the one that chooses to humble themselves, well, they will be exalted, because they will be doing the will of God. Jesus isn't saying that it's wrong to show respect to people that are in a position that deserves that respect. He says the problem is when that's their motivation and they become hypocrites because of it. He says the greatest that are among you are going to be servants. And that's what we need to be, is servants. There's a song that Tim Stevens either wrote or arranged, but it's called Make Me a Servant. And the whole point of the song is, make me like Jesus. Jesus was a servant. That's what I want to be. And if Jesus, who is our Savior, if he will humble himself to the point of serving others, then what should I be doing? I would say even more so, I should be humbling myself in order to serve others. So what can I do to serve today? That's a question we need to answer. And then when we find the answer, we need to go do it. We need to get to serving. We need to be humble. We'll pick up with the rest of this particular context in the next reading, where he begins to pronounce these woes upon the scribes and the Pharisees as hypocrites. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.